May I welcome on to the call, head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Brewery. Good morning, coach.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a game between the Seawolves and New Hampshire last Thursday, 27-21, came right down to the wire. If you've had a few days to look back on that one, just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Yeah, it was certainly an interesting game. From Stony Brook's perspective, we did not perform well in the first half overall. We turned the ball over, gave New Hampshire short fields a couple times. They capitalized. I thought New Hampshire played efficient on both sides of the balls in the first half. And in the second half, it sort of flip-flopped where New Hampshire turned the ball over and gave us opportunities. And, they took advantage of one more opportunity than we did. We had our chances, certainly in the second half, to get back in the game, which we did, and certainly chances to tie the game. And execution at the end of the day was not there. But, you got to look at the totality of the game. I was, the end of the game, pleased with our ability to come back from 27-0 and, really have a chance to tie the game on the last play of the game. And or win the game if we would have kicked the extra point. On the flip side of it is you can't play inconsistent in the CAA because teams will take advantage of it. And, Coach Sean's team is well coached and they took advantage of opportunities as we did in the second half. So probably was an ugly game at the end of the day, but was exciting because it was came down to the wire finish.
I was going to ask you, 27-0 down midway through the third quarter. What was obviously the turnovers helped and being able to force those, but you had to be happy with the way your team responded. It would have been easy not to have that kind of response.
Yeah, I think, absolutely. We were certainly pleased with it. We got, we just kept on doing what we're doing. We threw the ball more. They're a good run defense team. We thought we would be able to throw the ball. we did for yardage wise. We did it from an efficiency standpoint. And, we missed some receivers that when you go back and look film, but we had our opportunities. We had a couple of other scores that were bang, bang, inbounds, out of bound plays, and they were ruled out of bounds. And that's what happens in the game. It's that close. So it was an interesting second half. I didn't think when we went in at halftime, our kids handled it poorly. I think they felt that we had given them the ball. If we could play with patience, we'd get back in the game, and we did.
Ty Kell has played a lot of football for you, and as you said, there were some mistakes there. But he also 255 yards passing, made some plays with his legs, and really looked good in those drives. How did you feel like he played overall?
Yeah, I mean, he had some big time throws in that game. He hit a couple of fade balls. He had some field throws, some comebacks, made some plays with his legs. Particularly, he counted for over 300 yards of total offense. So I think he did his part. Some of the credits you got to give to New Hampshire's defense at times with changing coverages up and things like that. We got into way too many third down scenarios. We were fairly efficient on first down, but were not successful in second down. I mean, we had 18 first downs, but we were 3 for 17 on third downs. So if we were just a little bit more proficient on third down, we might have been 24 but 25 first downs and maybe have swayed the game in our favor at the end of the day. So, one of the things we worked a lot on in preseason was our ability to throw the football. I think it was certainly better than we've been in the past overall. From the drop back game, we still need to improve that. In the CAA, if you don't score 28 or 31 points, you're probably not winning the game.
Got a question for you from Kyle Kensinger. Kyle.
Coach, I'd ask Coach Trisciani before you kind of a similar question, but when your team plays really well in the second half in the opener like this, how much are you able to use that, as the building block kind of moving forward as opposed to a slow start?
Well, yeah, I think it's it was better, obviously, to address them the next morning coming off a close loss. That being said, it was a loss. And that loss had to do with lack of execution across the board. And we got to get better at the fundamentals and the little things. And, you know, when you talk about protecting the football, you got to be able to protect the ball, whether it's bypass or running the football. You know, a couple of mistakes that were made that led to New Hampshire opportunities. But then on the flip side, as you said, you've got to take advantage of the opportunities that happened. I mean, you know, we had a snap play where they jumped the gun, we snapped the ball, we have an automatic where we run fade balls, and we hit it for a touchdown. When you can do those things, practice worked, it just didn't work enough.
Chuck, let's go and look at the defense, which especially in the second half, and even in the first half, they got on some short fields with some of the turnovers and things like that. How did you feel like they played, especially a young guy in Tyler King, who seven tackles, tackle for loss, forced a fumble?
Yeah, you know, I think in speaking our total defense, I believe they ended up with 12 first downs. Might have been three or four in the second half. And they had a goal line stand at the end of the second quarter going into halftime that was very, very important. I thought overall they played well, pretty good assignment football. We kept things in front of us except for one play. You know, New Hampshire's going to score its share of points. We expected to give up some points. I think the turnover certainly hurt that unit. Tyler King had a special game. You know, he had a chance to get reps because of injuries in the springtime, but really was a freshman last spring and really stood the test of time, as did O'Keele Allen, our weak safety.
I know coaches often talk about the improvements they want to make from week one to week two, and sometimes those are the biggest jumps. What do you want to see most from your team from last week to this?
Yeah, I think it comes more on the practice field, to be honest with you. The problem in preseason, and I think each coach on this call deals with it, is it's a long preseason, and by the end of preseason, you're sort of a little complacent and you're ready to play the game. You know, certainly it was exciting open up against a CA opponent, but you got to be on top of your game. I think, you know, we might have let our guard down and practice a little bit, and maybe not on top of our fundamentals, and you get a little bit bored of the little things. So the thing I like to see is improve the most. And, you know, we practiced Saturday morning and we practiced this morning and was on the little things, and we were much more focused on the little things than we were coming out of preseason. And as much as coaches, as we are fundamentalists and we talk about it all the time, there is a sense of complacency as you get there. So those are the little things. If we execute the little things, I think we could be a good football team.
Kyle, do you have a follow-up? Maybe not.
Looks like I didn't raise my lower my hand. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Chuck, before I let you go, just talk a little bit about Colgate. Head out on the road. I don't know how much you've had a chance to take a look at them, but just maybe some of the challenges that they present.
Yeah, and Colgate has traditionally been a class of the Patriot League, you know, a playoff team, team that's made it deep in the playoffs at times. I think 3 or 4 years ago they made it to, you know, the semifinals. They're a tough place to play when you're visiting. It's a 5.5-hour bus ride from us, not an easy way to get there. It's an hour from the hotel in the morning. The change locker room before the game is different than when you go – when you come off at pregame. So there's some other those factors. Offensively, they're a very good offensive team from the perspective they utilize the quarterback in the run game. They're a lot of pull schemes, read things, a lot of option type of fundamentals on the offensive side. Defensively, they're big and stout. You know, and you watch the BC game, which is, you know, the judgment we're looking at, and they held up physically. You know, the scoreboard wasn't there, but, you know, their kids were physical on both sides of the ball and gave BC some problems. Obviously, BC is more talented and took advantage of that, but I was impressed with them. Complete team, well-coached, and it'll be a competitive game.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels on that long bus ride, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks.